Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 684.
Today we hear the dawn breaking over the question box. As Don asks,
"Can I actually make a living self-publishing? Don't I need a company that knows how to market? If I self-publish, will I spend 80 hours a week hawking my book?"
Yes, no, and maybe, respectively. Yes, you can make a living self-publishing. I know about 50 people off the top of my head that do that. Some of them make really good livings doing it, too. Oh, my God. So, yes, absolutely you can. Second, do you need a company that knows how to do those things? No. Because your company will learn to do those things eventually, one way or the other, or you'll quit. But, yeah, learning to do those things is part of the gig. At least eventually. Will you spend 80 hours a week hawking your books? Not if you're smart. You want to automate these things and be strategic about them. Just jumping on social media and saying, "Buy my book," is a very, very easy way to make sure people don't. Marketing is a lot subtler and more difficult than that, but it's also more automatable. So the two hardest working marketing authors that I know personally each spend 20 to 30 hours a week on the marketing end of their business. Almost none of that, in one case, involves social media, and in the other case, about half of it involves social media. And for the one that does a lot of social media, that's half of that. That's, we're talking 10 to 15 hours a week, and what she does involves curating groups, not trying to tell people to buy her books. She's very good at community creation and maintenance and networking, which is different than what you normally get in the author space when it comes to social media marketing. So, check out, there's all sorts of things to check out. We'll be doing a lot more marketing stuff this fall after we've got our marketing plan solidly in progress, and we can tell you what experiments we're running so you guys can follow along with what we're doing. Meantime, all the normal recommendations for resources apply. Joanna Penn, Kevin Tumlinson, and the others are escaping me right now. But I'm sure you guys all know people who are really good at their marketing. Scott Sigler, Terry Mixon. People are very good at what they do. Check out what they do and sort of imitate them as is appropriate. By the way, we're talking about making a living. When I talk about the 40 or 50 people I know who make a living at this, the one who's doing the worst is pulling in $60,000 a year with his fiction, and he does no marketing at all. So, it can be done. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.